Welcome back. Welcome back. And we're going to start some coaching now. I'm going to turn this off. Okay. And hi, Elizabeth. I did see an email. I just double-checked on where you were, and I see that you're here, but you're not able to get into the chat, unfortunately. So it does sound like I'll check once in a while on my email, too, to keep an eye. I know our dear production person, Carolyn, is helping, too. So, okay, let's start with Alex. Alex, the first thing that Alex mocked up, and there might be more, I totally want what Julie described with deeper, stronger relationships with the people in my life. And that's good. When we do a mock-up, we don't use the word want in the mock-up. You can say what I want and desire, but you're going to stand in it as if it's already happened. So I see myself aligned with the mock-ups that Julie Renee has just given us, and I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to have more intimate connections with both men and women, and I see us really changing the world for the better. Something like that would stand in more power. So that would be the tweaks I would make, Alex, on your first mock-up. Deb, the first mock-up Deb made, I am prosperous in every facet of my life. I am able to do what I want when I want. And I would change this to some specifics, able to do what I want when I want and prosper every aspect of my life. It's not telling the universe which aspects. So I do like it, but it could be more powerful if you said, I am prosperous in my love life, in my career, in my interactions on social networking connections in my investments. Somewhere where you're really saying what it is, what aspects of your life are prosperous. When you do a sweeping, I'm prosperous in all these aspects, sweeping tends not to produce the same result as if you identify what the result is. So I'm going to just encourage you to refine it and tighten it up a little bit, okay? And then let's see. But you're right on the right track. I love the energy, Deb. And let's see. Do what I want when I want. That would be, you could say, I am a powerful force of nature. I fly to the Bahamas at a moment's notice and, donate $10,000 to stop human trafficking because I want to. Something like that where you're actually giving something, and it might be completely different. I'm able to do what I want when I want. Maybe I look great in a bikini and I hang out on the beach, six times a year. That might be I do what I want when I want. So you'll have to define that. But put some actual definition into it. Okay, and then in the way I desire who I want, it all is supported in totality by spirit. Okay, and then by spirit, are you referring to the divine? So I would define it more because by spirit could be supported by a whole bunch of spirits that are around you, but I think that what you're saying is the divine, and you know that. So I would say, I feel completely and totally supported in all of my prosperous endeavors by the divine, by divine spirit, or by universal energy. I feel thrilled to live my life in companionship or camaraderie, or like what I say, I've made God my business partner, and everything I do is blessed. So something like that. I'm in perfect health expressing, vital, strong, radiant health is continuous through me. That's great. And remember, when we say perfect health, it makes us look at what isn't perfect and want to improve what isn't perfect. So I would slightly change that by I experience extraordinary health and vitality every moment of the day. I have plenty of energy to run, to dance, to swim, to hike. Whatever your plenty of energy is, I live in a body that is, you know, by all accounts, 25 years old, or something that's giving more tangible, more specifics. But your energy in this is so wonderful, Deb. I really, really love all of your intentions. It's amazing. My ministry grows and moves into greater service. That's great, too. And why? So in this case, my reach to individuals who really need this spiritual guidance, I make a difference in millions of people's lives, and continue to expand the ministry to reach the hearts, the souls, and the minds of so many, to lift, to elevate, to more than inspire, to light a fire in each person I touch. You know, so you could do something really specific about the result of the ministry where it's making a difference with people. I noticed that when I made financial goals specifically, I mocked up $1 million. That would be harder to attain than the what would make $1 million. Like, I help 100 people, you know, regrow their brain. That might make me $1 million too. But the helping 100 people, I regenerate the brains of 100 really wonderful, beautiful people. And as a result, they compensate me very well for their new life. They step into their new life. So something where you're giving more more definition of why. So again, the sweeping or generalized things will be less effective, will have less power than a specific. Okay. So very wonderful, Deb. I love everything you're saying, and just you might want to work on just what I've been coaching with you. Feel free to rewrite it, and if we have time, we'll go through the rewritten ones. So Paula, I see myself in full health, full rejuvenated, with a well-toned young physical body traveling the world, being fully aligned with my higher self and purpose, abundance flowing my way with ease and grace. I see myself establishing a new flourishing business. That's a great start. I liked full health or full vibrant health. My body has been rejuvenated. I am tone, fit, strong. I'm in a young body physically. I'm traveling the world, and you might say I'm enjoying maybe two parts of I travel the world, and I've loved seeing Italy and France, or I've loved going to Peru and exploring the whatever it is. Put a few of those pieces in, because traveling the world is, again, a generality. So put some couple pieces in, or a couple triggers that it's real, like this is where we're going to be. Sharing our goals and prosperities, achieving. Oh, sorry, I'm on bills. Okay. And traveling the world. Being fully aligned with my higher self and purpose. Okay. And why would that be important? That might be something that you add in. I have aligned with truth and become creator, God, goddess on the planet as I align with my higher self and my true mission mastery. I'm living it every moment of the day. Something like that. Abundance flowing with ease and grace. That's good. Again, that's kind of abundance flowing with ease and grace. I see wealth coming in from, I probably didn't give you an example, and I apologize for that. I think I didn't do a wealth example for you. So I see $100,000 a year, or I see $500,000 a year, whatever is realistic to you. So I experience $100,000 a year coming in to my bank accounts as a result of the amazing mission and work that I do with people. Something like that, something like as a result of my quantum activations with, you know, 300 people in the next 12 months. If you define it, even if it's not right, like if you're kind of tweaking it and you're learning about this, if you define it and say, this is what I declare and this is what I'm seeing, then you'll be able to tweak it over time and get it to exactly what you really want to say. So start with something that's a little bit more defined. Grace and ease I love. I see myself establishing a new flourishing business. And you might, and I love that, a new flourishing business. And you might actually give it a little bit of wings, like I'm going to be activating health, or I'm going to be, you know, something where I see myself contributing to hundreds of people in, you know, in this wonderful technique that I do, or in my little beautiful boutique, I'm going to be touching the hearts of so many because I have all these inspirational things that people can take home with them. Whatever it is, but give me a little bit more legs, a little bit more of what it is, the what. Okay, Bill, I see myself connected with a community of like-minded people, achieving our life purpose and goals of sharing our prosperity, our ideals, our love, well-being, and vitality filled with joy and God's love. Okay, and then we had said connected might mean, you know, usually when people say connected, they actually are connected through quartz. So I would say I am part of an incredible spirit community or spiritually minded group. I live in a community of like-minded, loving, caring individuals who together are transforming the world for the better. We collaborate with our financial financial gifts, and we work for the good of the planet. Something like that, where it's a little bit more like it's already happened, and I see it. And this is, I'm just taking some of the pieces that you put in here. Oh, and there's another piece: the well-being, vitality, love. So we sing, we dance, we laugh together, we share love, we experience the deepest level of vitality, and we share the love of God in every day, in every moment we're together. Something like that. But wonderful. I really love your mock-ups, Bill. Good. Okay, Karen. Karen, becoming healthier and younger every day, evolving spiritually and physically, skiing most every winter day until at least into my 90s, my new research and products come into enough completion soon to make them available in joy, fun, growth, daily receiving, full abundance in all areas of my life. Okay, so good foundation, Karen. So what I would say, instead of becoming healthier, I am radiantly healthy and growing younger every day. As a matter of fact, I live in a body 30 years younger than the age of my driver's license. I experience more divine connection and more physical power in my body than I did in the past. More physical power in my body. I have returned to skiing, and I enjoy skiing daily, winter skiing daily, or I enjoy my freedom on the slopes, skiing well into or for the next 30 years or for the next 40 years or whatever it is, but something like that I think would be really stronger. I like this. I'm 90. You could say I'm 90 in the body of a 40-year-old, powerful beyond measure, skiing daily, laughing, enjoying my life, and people can't figure out what age I am because I am the picture of youthful vitality. Okay, and my new research and products coming into enough completion. So I don't know if you've started some research, but you could see the research has come to fruition, and all of my products are moving out into the world, helping thousands of people to become more healthy or more radiant or more beautiful or more present in their life. So I would do that. And then I see that available in joy, fun, growth. Oops, sorry, we're moving a little bit here. To make them available. Joy, fun, growth, daily receiving full abundance in all areas of my life. And then I would not wrap it up with in all areas of my life. I would say something like, I experience a rich life. My love life, my social life, you know, I wouldn't just wrap it up with all areas because then you've kind of weakened what you've created. So take what I've suggested and see if you can tighten it up a little bit. Wonderful, though, Karen. I love it. You're right on the right track. Crystal, I finding my mission, purpose, or a workplace here to either to behind the scenes sort of serve or be service of lead with others, and my heart just feels so home there, and I feel really grounded well in this reached goals and destination. Okay, and I know, Crystal, your English isn't your first language, so let's work on this. I am stepping into my mission and purpose at long last, and it feels great. I am in service, and I am helping to bring joy to humanity or to bring bliss or happiness to humanity as I work behind the scenes and support a greater vision. Let's see. Every moment of the day, my heart feels open and expansive. I am in love with my life and the amazing people who come to me every day. I am profoundly grounded and powerful beyond measure and excited to be stepping into higher levels of expression every day. And that might be a little bit vague, but it looks to me like you're just starting to sort out the mission, and so stepping into higher levels of expression could be a really good way to formulate that stepping into that next level. Wonderful, Crystal. I love it. Okay, Heather. Michael, my life partner, and I continue to enrich and deepen our relationship. We have so much fun together, doing joy flows between us. Our hearts are open and we know how to communicate with love. We laugh a lot. We receive a lot of joy from hearing our spiritual lives. Sharing our spiritual lives with one another. Gracewood. Okay. I don't know what Gracewood means, but there's probably more written there somewhere. This is good. Michael, my life partner, and I continue to enrich and deepen our relationship. I would say our relationship has grown deeper and richer Because what we want to do is we want to stand in the future and what is the new result of enriched and deepened. As I stand here now, my partnership with Michael is richer and deeper than I ever could have imagined. We've grown profoundly in both spirit and in the world. Something where we are a beacon of light to those looking for hope. We are an inspiration to those wanting to know what real love looks like, what true, deep partnership is. We are the model. Something along those lines, I think, would be even stronger. Our daily time is spent effortlessly in bliss, in joy, really celebrating each other and our lives. It feels to me, Heather, like this is very close to what you already have. So I think I would just make it a more present tense, step into the future, and then a present tense it so that rather than we are moving towards this. And it does look like you're really getting there. It looks close. So I think you're just about there. So maybe some of the suggestions I made will help. You want to really stand out in the future. Maybe it's only a year out in the future, and you want to say, I declare this to have shifted and this to have up-leveled to this level. So I love it. You've done a great job. It looks, Heather, like you've done the wealth program because you definitely have a sense of what's going on. And I'll bet some of you have done the wealth program. Okay, so the next one is Sherry. I'll have what Julie's having, plus lots of nature and connection with Mother Earth elements, and vacation to Hollow Earth, connection with ascended masters and teachers, wellness retreats, fun-loving relationships. Okay, good. And so this is what you want. And everything is perfect. It's just we're going to stand in the, so when we word it, we're going to say it as if it's already happened. So, I'll have what Julie's having. It's great. I'll have what Julie's having would be, I see myself standing in alignment with Julie Renee's mock-ups. And, I've deepened my connection with nature and am celebrating Mother Earth and all of her blessings on a daily basis. I enjoy my travels and have gone to Hollow Earth, and I don't know if Hollow Earth is a location, so I'm not sure, but it's something where I routinely go to Hollow Earth and enjoy the tunnel climbing or whatever you're doing. So something where you're describing the vacation a little bit, what you're doing on the vacation and how you're feeling. So I feel so fabulous in my youthful body as I trek through Hollow Earth on the trails and through the caves. I am powerful beyond measure, and my physical body works beautifully. Okay. I invite the Ascended Masters to all of my trainings and wellness retreats, and feel so much joy in collaboration with so much fun and love present in every moment of the day, or in my retreats, or as I share my time with the Ascended Masters. So just, it's all we're doing here is now stepping into the future and wording it as if it's already happened. Good job, Sherry. Okay, and then Paula has posted some more here. Let's see. And much more harmonious, loving relationships. Oops, some things are happening here. Harmonious, loving relationships with like-minded friends and family. I am open to abundance of the universe as it comes to me easily and gradually. And I see myself living in more, in a different country I live in, and much more. Okay, and much more and much more. So the much more probably aren't words that you need to put in the mock-ups. Harmonious, loving relationships are those with like-minded friends and family. Okay. So then I would just say, I experience harmonious, loving relationships with my friends and family, or with my friends who are so like-minded and my family, or collaborative or something. I experience the abundance and flow from the universe as my bank account grows, as my heart opens, as my social life expands, and my career blossoms. If you're going to say open to the abundance of the universe, just say something easily and gracefully as I see myself living in a different country. Okay, so then you would label it something like, I have moved to the land of my dreams, the land where I can stand in fulfillment and joy and really connect with the people and the earth in the most powerful way meant for me. Something like that. If you don't know what country it is, you know, say something about what's important about that so that it can start showing up. Living in a different country, you know, you might live in, you know, like a war-torn country. I mean, like you might be able to successfully move, but to a bad country. So you want to, like, why it would be important, the country that you would imagine would really, really support you. Okay. The next one is Crystal. I envision myself in a place after many lessons and tribulations amounting to owed personal love and dream relationship in full maturity and ripening, where I feel I know who I am and what I want in the journey of it. Okay, so that would be, I wouldn't put lessons and tribulations, because that, you know, I mean, that creates, that is the, what you have to go through. So what I would do is I would say, I stand in love. My dreams of relationship have been fulfilled, and I am partnered with the man or the woman of my dreams. I am partnered with the part with, and then you might describe his personality, a spiritual, loving, thoughtful, generous, wealthy, precious human, you know, who stands in awe of me, and I stand in honor of him. And our love is so precious and so dynamic. We inspire all those who see us. We laugh daily. we share our mind as well as our hearts. Something where you're giving some nature, some personality to that. And then I know who I am, or I am the expression. I am myself, fully expressed, powerful beyond measure, confident, graceful, beautiful, experience vitality and youth. Something where, you know, you give what does it mean to know who you are? So you give it some nature of who you are. And I've made up some things, so they may not be the right things. So you reword it. Okay, and good job. I love it. Sharon, I see myself expressing unconditional love in every word, thought, and action. Every day, getting younger and stronger and more fit. I enjoy hiking, biking, swimming with the wild dolphins. My new business is abundantly flourishing. Sharon, that's really right on track. And then you could even say, I am expressing unconditional love in every word, thought, and deed. Love is my essential nature. Every day I grow younger. I stand in youthful vitality, and as a matter of fact, every day I grow younger and stronger and even more fit than I ever imagined I can be. I hike, I bike, I swim with the wild dolphins, and my incredible business is flourishing with new clients, with wealthy bank accounts, and with rich products. Okay, good job. It's really, really cool. It's really looking like what we're looking for. Okay, sorry about that, guys. It looks like a radio person is calling me, but I'm not on the radio right now. Okay, from Elizabeth, my intention is to meet my, okay, lots of things coming in all over the place. What's going on here? My intention is life partner, is traveling the world, giving our gifts to the world. We have all bank accounts overflowing. We live in perfect house for us. We are dedicated to each other in all levels and are crazy in love. Okay. Beautiful. And I wouldn't probably use the word crazy because you might get somebody who's schizophrenic who you are deeply in love with. I don't know if that's what you want to do. So here is how I would reword what you've said, Elizabeth. I am dancing across the floor with my beloved soulmate, or you know, something where you're already there. Not my intention is, but I am with my soulmate, and we love getting on a plane and traveling around the world. As a matter of fact, we've just completed our 10th vacation together, something like that. We do spiritual travel, we do art museums. And we love attending the opera, or we love going into the mystical centers of the planet. So something where you're really kind of putting juice to it. Our bank accounts and investments are overflowing with wealth. And we live in a delightful home that supports us 100%. We are completely aligned with each other, in love at the deepest level with each other, and stand for each other in the most profound and powerful way we can. Something like that. I think that's good. Renee, have a very successful healing business where we heal abused people and animals to make them whole again, finding the animals their perfect owners. Have a company helping people get back on their feet from losing their houses or other financial problems. And so when you have like maybe two or three business ideas, you want to only put one business idea in your mock-ups. One of the things that happens is people get too many things in their field and nothing can come together well. You get a little bit of this and a little bit of that. So you want to pick one. So if it's a successful healing business, then that would be the one. Or if it's the helping people get back in their houses, that would be the one. And then you would stand in our if it's our or if it's mine, my practice of healing animals of trauma and really bringing them to their perfect or their best match with a human companion is realized. That's an interesting one. I haven't thought along those lines, so let me think just a moment here. But it would be, again, it would be, I stand in the future, have a very successful healing business where abuse, that's pretty close, that you're saying that you have a successful healing business where we heal abused people and animals and make them whole again. So make them whole. Bring them back, yeah, make them whole, bring them back to themselves, restore them to their dignity, to their joy, restore them to their wellness, restore them to their divine state. Good, but I think it's good. I think that you've got the right idea because you're standing in it. You've got the right idea. I think one of the things when I work with people in the 6-week wealth program is each week we refine the mock-ups and we get them to be a little bit shorter and a little bit tighter because a lot of extra words, a lot of description words, them, they, thou, yes, and you know, a lot of description words seem to take out some of the power. So you'll notice that when you have less words, you have a little bit more power. Okay. Dana. I stand in the most loving relationship with Tom, working on my business and contributing to balance as God intends. My health is fully restored and I am able to live with vitality again. I am able to travel with Tom as desired and financial success flows easily in business. And I would just have to know, I'm believing that Tom is your partner and that you are already, he's already aligned with that. So we can do mock-ups for ourselves, but if we mock somebody up into our life who isn't in our life and doesn't have the agreement, it may or may not be the best thing. So I always encourage people to do mock-ups for ourselves. Okay, so... I stand in the most loving relationship with Tom. So that's great. I think I would express it a little bit more like my relationship with Tom has gone to the deepest levels of love, and we are in ecstasy together. We share working on business and contributing to the balance as God intends. I think that is. So is that with Tom? I'm not sure. But if it is, then we share, instead of working on the business, we share our business together powerfully and bring incredible balance and order into the lives of our clients. And experience the blessings of God in everything we do together. Something like that. And then I have experienced full restoration of my health. But even beyond that, you could say, I am 100% healthy again. I am vital and vibrant, and I love to travel with Tom to our favorite Tahitian island, where we make love, swim in the water, warm waters, and relax in the white sandy beaches or something like that. And then financially, I would say, you know, and we experience, and you could put a dollar amount, like we experience great financial abundance. As a matter of fact, with all of the, with the 100 clients we serve, we see it yielding $200,000 a year of beautiful, easily earned income or something like that, something like that. Okay. Vanya, I deeply want what Julie desires, abundance showering me in every way. See myself surrounded by high, conscious, like-minded, loving people, traveling the world, feeling wholly, remembering, whole, fully remembering, and living who I already am, experiencing being divine, being the divine within me. Okay, so I would, again, something like with the comment about me, it would be, I'm aligned with Julie Renee's mock-ups and see them also for myself. And then abundance showering me every way is vague. So I would say I experience multiple streams of income from my four businesses, and love is overflowing in my relationship with my divine complement. I'm so happy. Something where you're putting some kind of leg, some kind of physicality, not just a beautiful, it's a beautiful idea of abundance flowing, but I'd like you to put some name to it. And then you can improve it, like over time. This is not set in stone, so you can write it today, and 2 weeks from now you're going to go, wow, so this is where I really do want to expand the abundance. And then you can put those three aspects or those five aspects or whatever into the mock-up. Okay? I love traveling the world. As a matter of fact, I've just done a world tour of 63 countries, and everywhere I go, I magnetize spiritual people who share the same vision or share a similar vision of healing people on the planet and bringing peace and ease to Mother Earth. I remember every day who I am. I am divine. I am radiant. I am a being of light, standing in my mission and my purpose, aware, awake, transformed, and in great joy and happiness. Okay. Okay, so that was Vanya. And then Heather, this is a mock-up for her retreat. Our retreat is flowing with people who want to create inner peace. We love our land. It is magical. I am vibrant with health as well as my family. We have fabulous, that must be vacations together, and three partners, we fell full within our hearts. feel, fulfill within our hearts. I'm not sure. I can't. There's some words that are maybe some typos, and I don't know. But let's see. So Heather, I think the gist of this is you are intending to do retreats and to uplift and inspire the people who attend it, and you want to bring in people who are amazing. So you would stand in the future of, I'm so touched and inspired by the most amazing, open-hearted, loving people who attend our retreats, and I witness an incredible transformation in each and every one of them. You know, for inner peace, something like that. You know, I love the inner peace. The land is precious that we live on and celebrate our retreats in. And that seems already true to me, that you do love your land. And fabulous vacations with tree partners. Okay. I don't know what that means. With three partners you go on vacation with? I'm not sure what that word is, so. But you could say fabulous vacations, like we go to exotic destinations, or we love to go to the tropics. And again, it's running on the beach, making love, doing hikes, going to dinners, you know. So you might want to give it some. We've had incredible dinners at the best restaurants in the world. We've attended the services at all of the at 34 cathedrals in the world. You know, something where you give it some legs so that it has more power, because as you speak it, you want to give it really a truth of what it is, not just vague. I think one of the things that I notice with people is that we all have this great intention to have our life be good. But until we really bring some fire in and some truth and some exactitude, it's really hard to push up the goals, because they live in the etheric more in neutrality, or, you know, they just don't have legs to them. I think about my fellow that I was connected with, Jeff Hoffman. He was a former owner of Priceline, and I was kind of in a relationship with him for about a year. Not a real relationship. We texted each other, and he was always going to come, and, you know, whatever. But we were in communication with each other 3 or 4 times a week, texting and calling for about a year. And what I was looking at with Jeff is how he came from an ordinary background, just like you and I. He was in the Midwest, raised in Cleveland. His mother had married and divorced over and over, and she had kids with different husbands. And Jeff was raised by the fourth husband, who was not his father, who was an abusive alcoholic who constantly told Jeff he was good for nothing, and that he would never amount to anything. And he had no gifts, no talents, and was just a loser. So you can imagine a drunk stepfather saying that over and over to you again. And that's what Jeff grew up with. He grew up with, you know, this problem. And Jeff, first thing he started dreaming about was some kind of a fancy car that's, you know, I don't know all the car names, I apologize, but it was like a $200,000 car. And he had a magazine, he was looking at the car, and he was dreaming about it, and his stepfather saw him and said, "Why are you looking at that? You're nobody. You might as well just throw that in the trash, because you're never going to amount to anything, and you certainly will never own that car." And it lit a fire in Jeff, and sometimes it's adversity. Sometimes it's somebody saying, "You can't have it," that lights the fire in us. But however you do it, if you want to accomplish something that's beyond yourself, you have to light the fire. And you can't just wish for and say abundance overflowing. And you have to actually have the flames going. You know, you have to really want it. You have to really feel it. You have to be passionate about it. You have to be committed to it. You have to see it, taste it, feel it, smell it. It has to feel real to you. Anything that I've ever accomplished that was beyond my own capacity had that fire. And I say that fire is the fire of God. I think it's the fuel that we have between the quantum field and amplification, where we focus on something and then really it's even Genesis. It's out of nothing. We create something, and maybe it's in alignment with the divine. It certainly, for me, it is. But you have to have like this strong, really strong intention for a transformation. And that fuels a kind of transformation that you couldn't have had if you'd just gone along kind of on your daily path. Now, when I work with people and we start working on these ideas, we're often saying, you know, make your mock-ups. If you're going to make, I'm mocking up 100,000 and you're only making 10,000, make it you're mocking up 20,000, you know, so that it's believable, if that is believable. If you've made 100,000 before and you see it's believable to you, then mock that up. With some people in my class, in the 21 days, the 21-day wealth jumpstart, they brought in 100,000 in 21 days because it was believable to them. It wasn't airy-fairy. They had doorways that money could come to them. And then other people had wonderful breakthroughs, like somebody who hadn't worked in 10 years got a job. She got a job offer in a company that she was really wanting a job offer, and it came without her applying, so that was very cool. Another fella really was, you know, not in the vision that he could have lots of money, but he wanted his adopted daughter to go to a beautiful, very expensive private school. And he mocked up the tuition, $14,000 coming in. And sure enough, that mock-up came in the 21 days. What I was starting to talk about with Jeff is Jeff now, 56 years old. No, not 56, 52 years old. Now worth $55 billion, considered one of the top 25 most influential men in the world, works with the Pentagon. I mean, when I've been with him, the president has called him. So understand that you can start from nothing, but you have to have a fire in your belly. You have to have a desire, an intention, a kind of a strength to make that transformation happen. And it doesn't have to be to prove somebody wrong, but it does have to be that, no, I deserve this. And this is part of my divine right. This is my birthright. My birthright is to stand in wealth and abundance. Or my birthright is to stand in the most powerful, loving relationship I've ever imagined or beyond what I could imagine. Or my birthright is to make a difference with thousands of people and or hundreds of people in loving retreats. This is my birthright. And I know that I am divinely supported and guided in this. So I'm just saying, you know, hey, in addition to the intentions and the clearings, you got to bring the passion. Okay, we're very close. So we might be able to get another one in before we go into our break. Roxanne, I'm living in my dream home for me and my family. We are all happy, healthy, and in spiritual balance. My health is excellent. I am strong, flexible, plenty of endurance for all I want to do. My spiritual business is thriving and helping thousands of people while traveling the world. Well, beautiful. That's such a beautiful intention. And I would just say we live in our dream house. My husband and children are fully supported with this incredible physical environment, rich with colors and fabrics and laughter and family meals or, you know, family celebrations. So that would be how I would do the dream house part. Let's see. In spiritual balance, happy, healthy. We are all happy, healthy. there's great spiritual balance, or there's spiritual balance in the family unit, and we experience wonderful, vibrant health, and enjoy lots of healthy activities like hiking and biking and swimming together. And then I experience the best health I've ever been in. I am strong, flexible, and have great endurance. My spiritual business is thriving, and I'm helping thousands of people. And the bonus is I get to travel the world and have my adventures while I do my work. Beautiful, Roxanne, that's great. And money flows into our lives with ease from Heather. And I would say, I would give kind of dollar figures to it, and money flows with ease is an interesting idea, but you want to give it a... And we have great ease with the flow of money into our three businesses. As a matter of fact, we bring in $100,000 with each of the three businesses a year, and support really hundreds of people, 400 people a year. We help transform their lives, and as a result, we have great abundance. Something where you're putting a tag to it a little bit. Was in tears when the balloon was going up. Beautiful, Karen. And so it is to Deb. Yay. It was reminded me of the class you do, the 21-day class. Exactly. Okay. Oh, I guess I'm quite far behind. Okay, it was powerful and sweet. Hands were vibrating while filling the balloon with sending off. Beautiful from Sharon. Crystal, I also heal and become as healthy as I've ever dreamed to be. Miracles, the best of possibilities on physical and spiritual levels, become true states of being and in ascending. I think that might be a mock-up, Crystal, because I was just reading that most of these are comments about the meditation. So, Crystal, you could say, I am well. I am healthy and well, powerful beyond measure. Miracles come into my life every day, and I am profoundly connected to the divine on the deepest spiritual levels. Feel the ascension, transformation, enlightened life every moment of the day. Something like that. Beautiful visualization from Crystal. Thank you, Julie Renee. You are a true inspiration from Sharon. Thank you for sharing. You're welcome. Okay. It looks like we have... Let's see. Okay. We'll take our 20-minute break now, and we'll start with Jyoti. I am Radiant Health. So we'll start there because I don't think we got to everybody. I think a few of you did multiple posts. So we'll take our 20-minute break now, and we'll come back and finish up all the mock-ups. It looks like we were done, and then it looks like people have put in mock-ups since you discovered that we were going to review them. So we'll do maybe another half an hour of mock-ups, but we definitely will go from 11 to 12. We'll do the rest of the love clearings. So take a 20-minute break now, and we'll be back in a few minutes.